So now Mishnah Hey, excuse me, Mishnah Vav of Perek Hey of Beitza. So now this is talking essentially about, instead of, we saw the case before of Shoel and Masha, of lending and borrowing. We also saw the case of the Pikadon, Yerub Mafkid, to be watched by the Roah, the shepherd, where he has an obligation to be Shomer, to guard your animal. This case is quite subtle, I think. We're dealing with Mafkid and Nifka, depositing something by somebody else, but this deposit, it's my book that's in your house, or in my peros that's in your house, and you have no chiyuv shmira on it at all. Nothing to do with you at all. It just happens to be sitting in the corner of your room. But you've taken no responsibility for it at all. Therefore, really, it's mine. And therefore, really, it still takes on my tchum. Okay? Now, halach l'maisa, I'm not sure. I was actually asking Malone on the phone before. I'm not actually sure if it really takes on my tchum, or if it goes that it has its own tchum. Okay? I'm not sure. That'll be a big difference. What's the case? The case is, I live in Beit Shemesh. I left my Gemara at my mother's house in California. So obviously that's out of my tchum. So there's no way to get it to me. That's clear. The question is, if it has my tchum, then it's unmovable. So if someone would use that Gemara on Shabbos, they'd be doing an Isser of transferring my Gemara out of its tchum, because it's already out of its tchum. No different than if I took my Gemara out of my tchum and then said, oh, I left it behind over there, and then someone else moved it. Whereas I think that the halach is not like that. The halach is, it will, even though once it's out of my tchum totally, it'll take on its own tchum, and therefore like it still could be moved. What the halach is the ma'isa, I'm not sure, and Rav Linus wasn't sure off the top of it either. It's hard to believe it's the strict view, because you would have probably heard of that thing before, and we hadn't heard of it before. So that must be the makel approach. In any case, that's the situation. So now the Mishnah says inside, Mishayu peirosav be'ir acheres. My apple is in your house, and you live in a different city than me, and your city is outside of my tchum. So therefore, there's no way for me to get that apple, right? Under normal circumstances, because the tchum don't overlap. However, with an eruv, they're close enough that if someone makes a good, put the picnic basket out there between the cities, you could breach the gap. So then, the eruv b'nei osa'ir. If you, in your city, make an eruv, lahavi eitz lo meperasav, in order to bring me my apple, so now you think you can carry it, because now you've made an Erev, so you can carry anything else in your house from your house to me, because you made an Erev. But lo yavi lo, you still can't bring my apple, because my apple is mine, and therefore it has its own tchum. The pasha is restricted just to your to its 2,000 amos. In other words, simply put, you can't make an Erev that will allow my object to take on your Erev status. Since me and my apple are out of each other's tchum, there's no way we can be reunited. Okay? Now, we'll see that in a second, exactly. But if I didn't. Now, right. Because it can't do anything for my, it's my apple. This, again, only applies where the apple has nothing to do with you. It just happens to be sitting in your backyard. As soon as you've agreed to be shomer in the apple to make sure it doesn't get whatever, then you become like the roa, and it'll take on your tchum right away. Okay? However, as you pointed out, im eruv hu, if I myself make an eruv to bridge the gap, so I can get my apple, peirosav kamo, then my apple gets like my eruv, and if it's in my eruv, it's good, I can go and get it myself from your living room. Okay? Before Yom Tov, exactly. Exactly. For sure.